This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
The focus is on trying to just win a hockey game. Nothing more. Be a good pro and win a hockey game.
Welcome in. It's Sabres Live, and it's the final day of the regular season with Marty and Brian. And Marty, your thoughts heading in with James Reimer getting the call tonight?
I'm surprised. And that was exactly where I thought we weren't going to go to start the show, because I'm like, oh, okay, we're going to see probably Luukkonen one more time. And after what I thought was a good game from the netminder on Tuesday against the Leafs, and so it looks like James Reimer will be in net tonight because he was in the starter's net this morning. So no Beck Malenstein at the morning skate. So everything else was the same. But I'm surprised. There's a couple of ways to look at it. One is it's not a throwaway game. It's not just a whatever, last game of the season. I get it. But you play that game the same way. You prepare the same way. You go through your progression, your practice. What do you want to see from anybody? So if there was 5 more games left in the year, would tonight be a James Reimer game? Would you go Luukkonen again? I probably would have gone Luukkonen again, but that's just, the conversation internally is probably different in that way. So, but you got to play the game just like it is not the last game of the season. You got to prepare like it's not the last game of the season, and you got to go out there and be a pro and get it done.
What does that mean? It is the last game of the season. Why would you prepare that it's not?
Well, some people would say it doesn't matter. It's the last game. Who cares? Well, you still do your homework. You still have your power play meeting. You still have your penalty kill meeting. You and I are still going to do our homework. I still look at it. The Flyers are 5-2-1 in their last 8. That was after John Tortorella firing, and Fedotov is in net for them. Well, he's had some tough times. So you're doing your homework to prepare like it's not just a throwaway game. That's the way I mean it. I get that the schedule says game 82, it's the last game. But that's after the game. That's after when you're taking your gear off and you don't have on the board bus at 10 o'clock or practice at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Right now, it's just like game 32 or game 2. That's the way you got to prepare.
I'll go back to the first talking point. What does it mean that Reimer is starting tonight, in your opinion?
My first thought is, well, did something happen to Luukkonen in the game that he's not 100% healthy to play? Because we saw him taking a couple of high shots, a couple of shots in the head. he had a couple of scrambled plays where he had to stretch out. And so that's my first thought, is that they played Tuesday. They didn't have a practice on Wednesday. Maybe there's some lingering issue or something to that effect. That would be my first thought. And look, we don't know. We won't know until later, or if that is being brought up. But that would be my first thought.
Nothing more than that, then.
I don't think so. I mean, like, I can't see
I just it think, that's what, you know why I'm asking this. I mean, James has played the bulk of the games here down the stretch, and Lukanen's the one under contract. That's all.
Yeah, and that's the reason is like, you think about it, and that would be my first thought. The second, there's not even a second thought. The second thought would be, why is Lukanen not being played against, you know, he played against Toronto. You play him again on Thursday. Unless there was, you know, something else that is like, hey, don't like the way you practice, don't like the way you maybe missed me. I don't know. I have no idea. The only thing that comes to mind is maybe there's a little something that is not 100%, and they're like, we don't need to push it and make it even worse. This is maybe the only reason why you say that's the last game of the year. Because you're like, we don't need to push it. But that's the only thing I can see right now.
All right. Well, under the assumption that he has played his final game this season, then what is the takeaway of Lukanen's season?
Well, the takeaway, I think he said it after Toronto, some to the effect that he has to be better. And I think that it comes down to that. It comes down to, can you manage the rough moments? Right? Everybody's talking about the 13-game losing streak. Well, Lukanen lost 9 of those. Can you manage the rough moments? I was looking at, because Montreal clinched a playoff spot last night, I'm looking at what were the standings on December 1st. Montreal was 5 points back of Buffalo. Ottawa was actually 2 points back of Buffalo. And that's the month that you had that streak and carried on. And so how do you manage the bad moment? And that is something that Lukanen and the Sabres failed to do this year. But since we're talking about Lukanen, that can you win a game with your B game? Can you win a game with your C game sometimes? Because that's what you need to be able to do. And Lukanen was not able to do that this year. He was able to win games with his A game, and he actually lost some games with his A game at times. So that is, you got to be able to flip that. And I think December was a very, very bad stretch for the team, but for Lukanen, and he never recovered from that. Last year, we saw him second half of the year, you know, top 2 in goal save above expectation, and, you know, the numbers were unbelievable. Well, he never had to deal with some of the losing streak. Everything was kind of consistent and steady, and he felt really good. He won some games with his B game. He won some games with his C game. This year, he wasn't able to get that done. And that's the takeaway, is that how do you look into next year? And if you're going to be the guy and you're going to be the number one goalie going into next year, how do you manage when you don't have your A game to be able to still win games?
I didn't look this up, so I apologize in advance, but did you have a point in your career where you had as sustained successful run as Lukanen did last year and then have a follow-up like this year?
Yeah, so I think my biggest from 1 year to the next was my first year with the Flyers. I have 30 plus wins, make the playoffs, go to the conference finals. And then the next year we started the year and it was a rough start. And it was a rough start personally. It was a rough start as a team. Looking back on it, okay, I think we all felt like, oh, this is great. We're on a high run. And I don't know that the same commitment in the offseason to prepare and to be ready was done. It was the same year that they named Mike Richards the captain and they gave him the long-term contract and they gave Jeff Carter the contract and they gave Braden Coburn the contract and Randy Jones. And it was like, everybody's getting paid. Everybody. And it's human nature, maybe to a certain extent, but we did not, and I know, I did not prepare as well for the next year because everything seems to be going well. Now, did I recover in season? Absolutely. Did we make the playoffs? Yes. Did a lot of those guys recover in season? Yes. We had a bad start, but we were able to recover. I don't think Lukanen was able to recover this year. And if you say, okay, well, what does that mean for Thompson, who's got paid, and Dahlin, who's got paid, and they all performed good this year. Yeah, did the team had some slower moments and losing streak? Yes. But overall, you can't say that the 13-gamer is on Thompson's shoulders or on, well, Dahlin was, you know, starting game four, I think he missed most of them. So you can't put that on pretty much anybody else here. And I'm not saying I'm putting it on Luukkonen just for him. It's the team. But he's the one that at some point needed to have that performance to say, I'm stopping it. I'm going to stop it. I'm going to put up the wall. I'm going to do it for a week. We're going to get back into winning ways. That's how I felt like I flipped my second year in Philadelphia and I got to where I wanted to go. And a lot of people did. That just wasn't done, this year in that way.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A lot of different ways to go here. You were obviously way, way, way further along in your career when you're citing this example.
Yes.
Right?
And but it was really my second year as a reborn number one. Because I had a little bit of, being a number one, but then it was like, oh, sorry, Marty, you're the backup. And I was the backup year after, and now all of a sudden I have to relearn to deal with being the number one. Mm-hmm. And I did it my first year, but it was no pressure at all. We were last in the league that year before the Flyers. We come in, we're first in our division at the All-Star break. And then mm-hmm. we had a 10-game losing streak. And I remember that was telling. How do you come out of a 10-game losing streak? And we actually broke that streak here in Buffalo with the Flyers. And then we made the playoffs and, got ourselves going. So I think there's some learning in this season. But so again, not having Luukkonen played this last game kind of is like, okay, is the learning complete? I don't think so. Is the learning got to go into next year? I don't know. That puts a lot of question marks.
Yeah. And I think, well, there's, again, many things to take from that. You mentioned the 10-game losing streak that you overcame and made the playoffs, and that's why I don't like to focus strictly on the 13-game winless streak this year, because as much as you wanted to excuse Darlene's absence for a large portion of that, Darlene Thompson Tuck and the entire company were part of all the other 5-6 game winless streaks that ultimately add up to, you know, where they are today, right? So then how do you measure those moments as far as takeaways of, you know, whatever you want to call it, improving, building upon, changing, moving forward? How do these top core players prevent these other losing streaks? Because it was not just one. It's never just one moment of the season. And even, unfortunately, since the Four Nations and a prolonged winning streak of 7 games at home prior to losing last night, they're basically a game over 500 since the Four Nations.
Yeah, so, which is a
game over 500 from that length of time is only going to put you at 3 or 4 or 5, maybe, games over 500 for the year, which is not going to get you to the playoffs.
It gets you to 85 points. 85 points is not going to get you to the playoffs. Look, Montreal made it with 91. 90 is always the very minimum that you have to kind of look for. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, in the Western Conference, 91 wouldn't have made the playoffs. So in the Western Conference, you're looking at 96. The Flames at 94 with a game left didn't make it. Mm-hmm. They can get to 96. They won't get in. So, and we remember it was like 4 years ago, or maybe the year before the pandemic.
100 points.
Everybody got 100 points in the Eastern Conference. Yep. So, you know, that's why I look at, you're right, because I can't just put it all on goaltending.
You can't put it on one 13-game segment. There's more to it than that.
One 13-game segment.
Yeah.
But that really hurts when you have that. So you have to overcome that even more. Mm-hmm. But when you add 2 or 3 segments, and it comes down to probably the same thing. It comes down to, are you playing well defensively? Because you have the talent to be able to score. Are you getting saves? And we saw that when Reimer started to win. You're like, oh, I don't think that Reimer was being Dominik Hasek in net, but he was giving solid performances. And then all of a sudden, oh, we're winning 1, we're winning 2, we're winning 3. We won 6 in a row at home. Like, that's basically the bottom line, I think, when you look at the season. Is it more complicated than that? Absolutely. But that's where you gotta figure it out. Because Ottawa got into the playoffs, added Allmark. We talked about this. Montreal, Montembeau played a lot better. And really, Columbus got a last season push because Jet Greaves was playing really good. Mm-hmm. If you look at Merzlikins and Tarasov before that, you're like, eh, it wasn't great.
Yeah, so, but they were still in the hunt, and they were actually in position more often than not throughout the year compared to, you know, the month of March when it derailed. So they overcame inconsistent goaltending. They really did, because they were a very good offensive team, and they had a Norris Trophy candidate. See, this sounds very similar. Like, the Sabres had an offensive team, just like Columbus. Norris Trophy-type player, Werenski, mm-hmm. Dahlin. Like, there's some lot of similarities here. But Columbus was quite a ways ahead of Buffalo in all of this.
Yeah, but at the end of the year, Columbus may end up at 87, 88, or 89 points, which is like, it's not enough. We said bare minimum is 90.
Right.
So what's Columbus' focal point going into next year?
2.5 times as many injuries as Buffalo, just for an example. That's...
Yeah, but I mean, right? What's the focal point for Columbus next year? If you're saying, oh, Columbus will make the playoff next year if blank.
Jet Greaves is the starter.
If Jet Greaves played the way he played at the end of the season.
Right.
If they get goaltending.
But there's no guarantee he's going to be that from the outset next year.
No, so if you're Columbus, what do you have to do? You have to think, well,
they
Jet Greaves
may
be the guy, but you have to surround him. You have to help him.
Their roster's pretty good, and they got huge, huge, huge jumps from their youngest players this year. That's the biggest difference, presumably. Adam Fantilli,
Kent
Johnson, just to name 2. But, you know, those are enormous steps for them organizationally, with Marchenko emerging as a superstar. Relatively speaking, it's 1 year, I get it. But he's put himself into that point per game player conversation. So when you take it back to Buffalo then, which players would need to be that much better? And as opposed to just saying everyone, we all understand that. But just to contrast it, like, you know, because we're talking about Columbus here, yeah, but it doesn't have to be that. Like, where do the next biggest gains have to come from?
Well, I think the easy answer would be Jack Quinn, because I, for me, if you have Thompson and you have Norris back in the lineup and, you know, Tuck plays the same way that he does or did, Zucker and McLeod play the same way, Peterka plays the same way, I think your one hole in the top nine is to say, we need Jack Quinn to be to the next level. We need Jack Quinn to be 25 goals, you know, 55 to 60 points, a power play contributor. Like, that's where it would be. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think offensively, seasons are going to fluctuate. Some guys are going to have better number than the year before. Some guys are going to drop a little bit. Some mm-hmm. guys are going to drop a lot more. You don't want to, I don't anticipate a big drop in Tuck, in Thompson, in Peterka. McLeod had a great year this year. Even if it drops a little bit next year, does it move the needle so much? No, it doesn't. And Zucker, great year this year. Same thing for him. But I think Jack Quinn is a guy that can help move the needle because he has a much higher ceiling than McLeod and Zucker in the production offensively that he can bring. So that's why I would say him. You know, I'm not going to look at Zach Benson and say, Zach Benson, in my opinion, is not a 60-point guy. He doesn't move the needle that way. Peyton Krebs doesn't move the needle that way. And maybe the way to look at it in the offseason is the guys that don't move the needle that way, maybe that there's a reason. You know, the guys that move the needle, they're the guys that have to continue to, you know, move forward. And that's, you know, Dahlin moves the needle. I think Byron moved the needle this year. But Owen didn't. So is Owen a guy that now all of a sudden has to move the needle, or is he never going to be that guy? So that's what you have to have the conversation internally and make the decision on some of those players, who's moving the needle and who isn't.
Power, of course, getting second opinion on his injury today. Interesting phrasing there, just because obviously he had a career year offensively, but you chose to phrase his season the way you just did.
Which guy?
Power.
Owen? Yeah. Well, the offense is nice. The offense is nice. But what we've seen now often is that there needs to be more on the defensive side. There needs to be a bigger ownership of defending, of being strong in front of the net, or mm-hmm. of like asserting your physicality. And that's why I think Dahlin did that at one point, where you're like, okay, there's more there, you know, in all aspects of the game. There's still the offense. Now, Bo Byram, to me, is not the same guy. I can't ask Bo Byram to be this physical, you know, strong defensive defenseman with his size. I think what we're seeing of Bo Byram is, can he have puck possession? Yes. Can he skate? Can he make first passes? Can he bring offense? 100%. But you got to look at the tools that everybody has mm-hmm. and how that moves the needle. And so even though Power has, you know, the points and the offense that you could say, oh, great mm-hmm. year on paper, mm-hmm. there's tools and a part of his game that is not being, you know, dominant, that is not reflecting on paper, that actually is a negative, and that has to turn the other way.
Obviously in any situation, but especially at times like this, the conversation turns to leadership. It was Rasmus Dahlin's first year as captain, but Alex Tuck almost always feels like the elder statesman of yeah. this group. And it wouldn't matter whether he was actually 24 or 34. I just feel like that's how Tuck kind of carries himself. Like, he's got this presence about him as a bit of a leader of this group.
He's sometimes 22 and sometimes 42. That's right. What he does. He fluctuates between.
He's the Rico Award winner again here this yeah. year. So just based on his season, his off ice, his place within this roster and this organization and his contractual status heading into the summer? Like, how do you look at Alex Tuch, and how do you think Alex Tuch looks at all of this?
Well, I think Alex Tuch is looking at, anybody can look at it many different ways, but I think Alex Tuch is looking at, okay, this season I didn't really get to play a ton with Thompson. I played a little bit in a different spot. I was a penalty kill guy. The power play points weren't all there, but I think that there was a huge impact by Alex Tuch on the ice in the way that individually he played. And there's a huge impact off the ice and leadership wise. And yeah, I mean, nobody wants to say I'm a leader when you lose 13 in a row and then you lose another 6 in a row. Like, I should be one that's going to stop it. But I think there's more factors, again, that come into play. Do I think Rasmus Dahlin was a good leader this year in his first year as a captain? I think I saw a lot of really good things. I think there's still some development that needs to be done, but I saw a lot of good things. And I think what we've seen out of Alex Tuch as a leader is really good. Early in the season, I questioned, is Alex Tuch going to be the type of player that is going to work well with Lindy Ruff? Because Lindy likes to just push a little bit and lean, and it's demanding, right? And Tuch had done so well with Don Granato that I wasn't sure how that was going to respond. And I think Alex showed, tons of maturity and leadership in the way that he played under a different coach, under a different kind of approach. And to me, that's leadership. Now, everybody's got to join in, and not everybody got to figure it out. But that's, I have no problem about, Tuch's leadership. And I think, obviously, we talked about it. This summer would be a very, very important time, in my opinion, to look at Alex Tuch and his extension. You can push it down the road. You can kick it down the road because I think you're still, but doing it this summer would be good.
Do you, in your mind, have an idea of who the best fit with him as a centerman is?
Well, it depends what you want to do.
And I only ask it because now it's Thompson and Tuch on the same side, and that's not how we started the year. So it's important to be able to help both of them and or vice versa, right? Moving forward.
Well, if I'm going to look at my pairs of wingers, I think Quinn Peterka can still play together. And we saw JJ producing at a really good level. And Quinn had a move forward, and then it's kind of slowed down a little bit. But those two could be another pair. Like, that's my pair. Zucker and Tuch, that's my pair. Thompson and who knows? I'm leaving that spot open. That's a pair. But if I'm looking at a sentiment, McLeod does really well with Tuch and Zucker. But maybe, depend if you want to protect Kulik or not, or if you're going to get another sentiment to be in your top three. Mm-hmm. Like, in a perfect world, I'd say Zucker, McLeod, Tuch. Those three together could be that veteran, that group that can defend against the best lines, but also produce. That's how I would see it. But then that would leave you with Kulik and Quinn and Peterka. And I don't know that that's the best kind of combo altogether. Maybe it would work well. I mean, when we saw 2 years ago, Cousins, Quinn, Peterka work well, and maybe that would work well. Younger, a little bit more energy, go and play and let's go. But I think McLeod, Zucker, and Tuch would probably be my line. That would be my go-to, right? End of a period. Hey, McLeod's line, you get out there. End of a game. Big shift after a goal. McLeod line, get out there. Like, that would be Tuch with Zucker and McLeod.
Sabres Flyers tonight. It's game 82, fan appreciation night, and look forward to seeing you in the building. Thank you for being along this year. We will have, of course, in arena row giveaways, discounts at concessions, and of course at the team store, and Alex Tuch bobbleheads for the first 15,000 fans. You can visit sabres.com/tickets, get yours, and again, look forward to seeing you tonight. Shayna Goldman on the playoffs next on Sabres Live.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV. So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.